Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Artesta rebound. Vucevic will try. There is the buzzer.
The Boston Celtics won at home last night, so they've tied the NBA Finals at two games apiece. Amid chance of beat L.A., a couple of bench players made the difference in the game, helping the Celtics beat L.A. 96-89. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch was at the game last night. Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
It was a collective, whew, I think, across Celtic land this morning. Who are we talking about?
Well, it's so funny. It's not the people that we've been talking about in the playoffs so far. The big three, that nifty point guard Rondo. You know, those guys did have the Celtics up single digits at the end of the third quarter, but then in the fourth, in go some of the players off the bench, just like in previous games, but they did more than just buy time for the starters to rest. They actually extended the lead. Little Nate Robinson, he hit a couple of three-pointers, and then when big Glenn Davis banged in a traditional three-point play, those two both said afterwards they realized that Doc Rivers was letting them play a lot longer than normal. You'll hear Davis here first.
I was really looking at the clock, like, when is he going to come get me?
I was saying the same thing. I'm looking like, we are really
We playing, but, like, you know, timeout go by, you know, he don't sub. I was like, man, he's letting us roll. So, you know, I was.
Yeah, it was fun.
You know, I
would have
give Doc a hug, man. I love Doc.
Tell him thank you.
So what was remarkable about this is that those bench players were actually tacking onto Boston's lead against the Lakers' starters. So when they did sit down, Boston's starting five really didn't have a problem finishing it out.
Well, it's absolutely clear those guys were having fun last night. And there's a photo of Robinson jumping on Davis's back after one of those three-point plays.
Yeah, kind of the signature image from this game. I mean, Robinson is just such a spark plug. He really got the crowd going. And that energy is something that LA's coach Phil Jackson talked about afterward. You could tell he was miffed that LA missed out on a chance to go up 3-1 in the series, the thing that would have made all the Celtics fans not so happy. Instead, the Celtics made it 2-2.
They're pretty emotional. They had their backs against the wall tonight, and they played desperate and they got away with it. Their animation and their activity level, you know, affected us. We got back into the game, but we couldn't get the momentum back.
Of course, Jackson wants to get the momentum back for the next game. The teams now have 2 days rest and then take each other on again at the Garden on Sunday. Jackson said he's going to make some changes.
What's he talking about?
Well, it does seem like Doc Rivers outcoached Jackson on personnel, maybe, in this game. I mean, one reason Glenn Davis was better off the bench was how he'd been matched up. And LA's star player, Kobe Bryant, had a great game, but he just didn't seem to have as much sparkle left over at the end. And that was partly how the Celtics managed him throughout the game. So Phil Jackson acknowledged that and said he's going to make some changes. No details about that. Of course, Doc Rivers said he's going to make some changes, too.
They're not going to back down from us. We're not going to back down from them. And that's how this series is going to be. That's how it's been. That's good, though. It's good for all of us.
Do you think he's saying that it's good for all of us that the Lakers can't close out the NBA Finals in Boston? After all, because of the way the series is going back and forth, after Sunday's game at the Garden, the series goes back to L.A. for Game 6 and maybe Game 7. Is it critical for the Celtics to win Sunday?
I sure think they need to win Sunday. I mean, it would be so much tougher going to L.A., playing Kobe Bryant, going up against this great coach, Phil Jackson, and knowing you have to win both games there. Instead, if they can win on Sunday, then they just have to steal one on the road in L.A.
Steal one on the road in L.A. Well, you know, after last night's game, we know they can do it.
That's right.
Kurt Nickisch, thanks a lot.
You got it.